John, this is just a short question. It's about something that you said yesterday, I think. And you mentioned about having resolution to understand whatever appears now. And I wasn't sure what you meant by the word resolution. Could you say something?
Like now, we come to listen. Why? For what?
The use of that word usually means special effort, that there is a special effort involved.
It depends on what you think, but you see that we do not go to other things. Just come and listen and read and talk. What for? Even we don't have to say that I make resolution for this and that. Beyond words. Word can be said, but the determination and resolution is the Chetana, or it's there.
Is it like Chanda and Vidya?
Whatever at this moment, Chetasikas, yeah?
Is adhidhana parami, determination or resolution, the parami, when we have the resolution to go on studying Dhamma, no matter what happens in any situation, it is, and with the aim to have less defilements, not for our own gain, it is a parami or perfection.
Do you have to think whether it's resolution or not?
Adhidhana, what kind of chetasika is that?
Chetana, sada, hiriyotapa, and all sopana chetasikas.
Many different.
But, some kind of chetasika like adimokkha. Adimokkha is the chetasika?
Yes. It arises with citta, even if it's not resolution. No doubt about that particular object. That's why it does not arise with vichikicca.
Can one say that whenever there is understanding of realities, even at theoretical level, that adhidhana is there because all those chetasikas you mentioned, hiriyotapa, sada, Chetana, all there, so there must be, at any moment of understanding, must be resolution already, must be adhidhana, parami there.
Well, we can just say thank you. Yeah.
I'd like to read out something, and it's from Anmukuru Nagaya. Oh monks, without having mastered the domain of morality, sila, it's not possible to master the domain of concentration, samadhi. Without having mastered the domain of concentration, it's not possible to master the domain of wisdom, panya. And yet we always talk about developing panya, and that will lead on to
adhisila, adhisila, adhicitta, and adhipanya.
But in here, it sounds like it's the other way around, develop panya.
Yes. What level of panya?
Oh, I'm sorry, I said it wrong. In here, it sort of says master morality or sila before samadhi, and then panya develops.
Right now, samadhi or panya or sila?
I don't know.
Are we killing something?
No.
Sila?
I guess so. Not, well,
all three.
Yeah, what about adhisila together with adhicitta and adhipanya?
I don't understand.
What is adhisila?
Adi Sila is higher Sila.
Whenever there is awareness at that moment. Without awareness, can there be Panya? So they are there, Adi Sila, Adi Citta, and Adi Panya. It does mean that one has to perform many kinds of Sila before having the Citta and Panya.
So these three that I've just read out, they come together. It's not develop this first and then that will follow.
And then which is purified first, Adi Sila, Adi Citta or Adi Panya? For example, the Sotapanna, what has been purified at that level of understanding? Sila and the Anagami, Adichitta and the Arahant Adipanya. So the Sila is referring to the Sila with Panya that is developed until it is purified at that degree.
What about no understanding of these words, but there is the understanding of reality right now? If anyone did not have opportunity to read this part at all, that person can understand whatever appears from few words about realities, like that which is seen.
Well, that would be Panya.
Mm-hmm. Do we have to call it Panya? Do we have to call everything now as Citta and Cetasikas? Whether this is Adimokkha, this is Hiri, and this is Sata. Yes.
More.
Well, they don't need to read or know those terms like Adi Sila, and they don't ever need to have read this sutta, but if they do read this sutta, then it may lead to, if it's not rightly understood, it may lead to some wrong practice or some wrong idea that forget about Panya now, just do good deeds or something. So if there have been conditions to read it, then more helpful to question and understand.
Okay, now we have read. So what? Or understanding what appears now and what one read is just about realities that can be known by direct experience.
Well, hearing about understanding now is clearer
no,
to me than reading that.
So what about read and see the anatomies and the subtlety of realities that it cannot be known until there is direct awareness? And who knows whether what can be known? And how much, how deep, when there can be right understanding of that particular object? One cannot know beforehand what would be the object of right understanding of any degree at all. But at that moment, there's no doubt about reality. Instead of thinking whether what part of the book and what about Sila or Adichitta or Adipanya and so on. And I think about Akasa, Kunpaina. What about moment when there's no house, no building at all? And after that, a contractor or anyone just put the brakes and whatever for constructing a house or a building, then that is a building or a house with akasa in between. So it just talk about the different akasa. One when there's nothing like kalapas with akasa within it, and the one which is like now around here, not in the building, not in the table.
I think there's still a casa of atmosphere, and it's in between the rupas that form atmosphere. So there's space.
And if you don't call it anything at all?
You don't have to call it anything.
No. Just know it.
John, during the discussion this morning about sannya and vipalasa, I realized I wasn't sure that I understood vipalasa. It arises, vipalasa sannya arises with every akusala jitta. And is that because every akusala jitta has ignorance as a root, and therefore it it's a distortion or a perversion of the truth of realities?
When a kusala citta arises, can sanya be right?
No. Mm-hmm. Okay. And we talk about vipalasa citta as well.
Citta vipalasa.
Citta vipalasa, okay.
Yeah, sanya vipalasa, citta vipalasa, and ditti vipalasa.
Okay. So citta vipalasa would be the same pertaining to the experiencing of an
akusala
object. Akusala, and therefore it can't know. So it's
it cannot understand.
Cannot understand.
It's akusala.
And ditti vipalasa is...
what is, well, not permanent,
it's one not
takes
permanent.
It for permanent.
One takes it for permanent. And is that the same with citta vipalasa and sanya vipalasa as well, that they take it as permanent?
They arise together.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And they take the object as permanent.
It depends. When ditti vipalasa is there, there must be sanya vipalasa and citta vipalasa.
Right.
But when there's no ditti,
okay,
there only...
okay. It's Sunday, not knowing.
Yeah. Vipalasa.
Okay, thank you. That helps a lot.
So, Ajahn Sotapanya doesn't have ditti, so, but he still remembers and thinks with the wrong.
Whenever akusala citta arises,
okay,
there must be sanya and citta vipalasa.
He cannot run away even from this kind of accumulation.
Who can?
No one.
Yeah.
But even Sotapanna.
Yeah.
Sotapanna. So.
And Anagami and Sakatagami and Arahata.
Arahata only.
Can he run away?
No.
Mm-hmm.
From anything. But for Arahata, no more conditions for Akusala.
Mm-hmm.
Or Kusala.
Yeah.
So our lives looks like being according to Dhamma.
Again, please.
So our life looks like to be according to Dhamma, how it must go.
Our life or our Dhamma?
Dhammas.
Yes.
Ajahn brought up the topic of space again, not us. I just came across this one in the Samoha Vinodini about the description of external space element for Lucas, asamputam chatuhi mahabhutehi, untouched by the four great elements, should be understood as what is freed from the four great primaries, beginning with a break in a wall, a break in a doorway. By this it describes a space which is referred to in the fourfold and fivefold jhana So I think when it's the object of the arupa jhanas, then it is a concept of the open space. Of concept of the open space of the reality. Is that correct, Ajahn? Yes.
And concept is also sankhata.
She agreed about the...
About that, which reality. Is the object of jhana.
We talked before, we know about the vitaka, that it leads to the object or strike the object. But what is the vichara?
Follow vitaka together. So like twins.
Like twins?
Yeah. Or yin and yang.
But when there is thinking, the vitaka like initialize that thinking, a vichara sustains, isn't it?
Okay. A person hold a glass and the other just help the person to hold. So to keep on holding. Okay.
To think, vitaka is needed and vichara also to think.
Vichara is that person which does a thing but go and help.
Because the vichara is not on the Eightfold Path, only vitaka.
For what jhana?
For jhana.
Second jhana, no vitaka, no vichara.
Yeah, but there was a... maybe that's for later. Because somewhere was the simile of vitaka and vichara is like, as I remember correctly, like a bell, the vitaka hits a bell, strikes a bell, and when it's like this, then it's vichara that sustains.
Whatever you think.
It's a nice image.
Or the bird on the branch.
Or the echo, maybe.
Yeah.
About vitaka, following on actually from something Lucas asked in Poland. We were discussing how only when it's vitaka of the Eightfold Path that it's referred to as Sammasankappa at that time. And in the Mahacitarasika Sutta, when it's referring to the Eightfold Path with and without taint, so the mundane and the supramundane path, when it's referring to the mundane path, it refers to Sammasankappa Sasasavo, because the anusiyas haven't been eradicated. And then it describes Sammasankappa in terms of renunciation, nekama, non-ill will, abhyapada, and non-cruelty, abhimsa. But my question is, because we know that at a path moment, the object is a reality, so it's just right understanding of a reality. So why does it particularly refer to nekama, abhyapada, abhimsa? Is it because at that moment of right understanding, there is no cruelty, no...
What about vitaka arises with sampaticcana? Is that what you said now?
No, I didn't
see,
mention
so there are many levels of sankappa.
Of samasankappa.
Of vitaka.
Of vitaka. Mm-hmm. But here I'm referring to samasankappa of the...
When it's samma...
It
see?
Has to be
right.
Of the path.
Uh-huh.
So when it's path factor, samasankappa, then it has to be
path factor that accompanies understanding of reality. So at that moment, why does it particularly... Well, I suppose I've answered my own question. The reason it refers to Nekama, Abhyapada, Abhihimsa is because they are all there at that moment.
When it follows the right understanding, can it go away from this?
It cannot be.
Just getting back to Maeve's question about the resolution and understanding whatever appears now, I'm thinking that that's, I forget the context, but I'm guessing that it's not a resolution to have understanding, but it's the resolution that it is the understanding of what appears now that is the development of the path, because it's so easy to be distracted from that and to have ideas about some kind of practice or this or that, or we forget that it's what is appearing at the moment, the present moment. It's the understanding of that that's the development of the path. So I'm just thinking that's probably the sort of context in which the remark would have been made.
Vipalasas. So usually there are four vipalasas that are mentioned with regard to citta, sanya, and ditti. So there is the taking of the non-self for self, the impermanent for permanent, the beautiful, the ugly for beautiful, and the impure for pure.
And the first two.
The first two ditti. Eradicated. By the Sotapanna, the taking of the non-self for self and the impermanent for permanent.
Thank you.
And dukkha for sukha.
Oh,
Sotapanna?
No, for perversions.
So there was the taking of non-self for self.
Yeah. Taking what is dukkha for being sukha. And taking what is impure for pure.
Full for beautiful.
Asubha for subha. Taking anicca for nicca. Anatta for atta. Dukkha for sukha.
Dukkha?
Taking what is dukkha for being sukha, and taking what is asubha for being subha.
So how many vipalasas are there altogether? How many? In all?
Sorry, but how? What is vipalasa? Yeah.
See, what is vipalasa?
You mean vipalasa is mean
perversion or
perversion or distortion?
Oh, lot.
Yes, lot.
Plenty of vipalasa.
All right, and it arises with every akusala citta.
Perhaps. I don't know yet. But this, there is plenty of vipalasa,
Right. And it's, they're, I guess it's categorized several ways.
Here it is.
That one of them is sanya vipalasa, which is, and it arises because it's based on ignorance and doesn't understand the object of citta, and that is remembered, sanya, and then jitta vipalasa, just the same regarding the jitas. They take the objects. They don't. There's no understanding of the object. And then ditti vipalasa takes the object for permanent, something permanent. And I guess that's where we come into, takes the object for something permanent. So it takes the impermanent for something permanent. It takes non-self for self. This is all of the things that ditti does. And that's what it does. And the other two things is it'll take dukkha for sukha, and that can happen with sanya vipalasa as well as jitta vipalasa, right? 12. Okay, 12 categories. I'm not understanding 12 then.
3 times 4.
Yes, except is sanya vipalasa going to take what is impermanent as permanent? Yes, if it arises with ditti. Okay, I see.
No, without also. Without ditti, you can take sanya itself. Without kusala, without ditti.
Yes, but when there is the taking of what is permanent for impermanent at that moment, it arises with ditti. So the sanya that arises with ditti. So after the sotapanna still has the sanya vipalasa that takes what is dukkha for sukha and what is asubha for subha, but no longer takes what is impermanent for permanent. So that's why because there is citta vipalasa, sanya vipalasa, ditti vipalasa, and then 4 kinds of perversion. So each one has to be considered separately. So there can be, so when even after ditti vipalasa has been eradicated, still sanya and citta vipalasa of the other kinds. So some kinds arise with ditti and some don't.
Because the point is now like before Satapatti Magga, like there is a kusala citta without ditti, so it can also take all 4, isn't it, just by sanya?
Yes, but if sanya arises, for example, like now there may be sanya vipalasa taking the visible object for being beautiful, when there's attachment to the visible object, but it's not taken as being permanent at that moment. When it's taken as being permanent, then at that moment it arises with ditti. So sanya vipalasa can arise now, like with any moment of akusala, but not always with ditti.
Let me see if I understand the sotapanna. With sanya vipalasa and citta, well, ditti no longer arises for the sotapanna. Sanya vipalasa, is that the memory from the past as something being permanent or self?
So for sotapanna, no more idea about anything being permanent, because the wrong view of anything lasting is completely eradicated, because he's completely understood the arising and falling away of conditioned realities. So no more idea of anything lasting or permanent, but there's still the perversion that takes realities for being beautiful or pure.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful and what? Satapanya has wrong idea.
Happiness or dukkha. Sukha
and asubha for sukha. Right. 2 only.
Yes.
Only with citta and sanya vipalasa.
There's
no ditti. Yeah.
What you said is what I would have expected. Maybe I'm doing the math wrong. I might be doing the math wrong. Let me.
So six kinds of vipalasa no longer arises. Right. So only 6 kinds of vipalasa left.
Okay, now I get it. But for we non-sotapanna,
12.
12. All right. Now I see that. Thanks.